we have the movie The Arroyo, and this is kind of an interesting thing. Yesterday, we had visited with Jeremy Boring and Jonathan Hay. He's the co-producer. Now, Jeremy is the co-writer, co-producer, and the director of privileged to have in house this morning one who played one of the drug cartel members in the movie, David Armendariz. Welcome to the program, man.
Thank you.
David.
Thank you very much.
Hey, also, David, nice prize for you. You got Christy Morris on the line, and she's calling us from the thriving metropolis of Post, Texas.
What's going on, girl?
Oh, hi there. How you doing?
Hey,
good morning, Christy.
Now,
good
morning. Christy, just real quick, let's kind of establish what your role was on the deal, and then we'll go ahead and give you a little bit more time in a bit. But what is your actual title in the movie?
Well, I appear on screen three times. I got a credit as assistant producer, as location manager, and then I had a small role in the movie. So
now that's really mainly. I didn't know about the role in the movie, but you were instrumental in actually choosing the locations because you've been around and you found some of these great spots to do the filming and stuff.
Exactly. I was born and raised in Post, and when Jeremy asked me for some help, well, I talked to some folks around town, and we got permission to shoot at the Garza County Health Clinic and at the courthouse for a couple of the scenes.
Nice. Okay. And I will say that...
And a church in Southland.
Church in Southland, and then the ranch where Kenny Mayne's character is, where we got permission to shoot there as well.
Mm-hmm. And where was that ranch located exactly?
That's Tommy Young's ranch, north of Post, just a little ways.
Okay, great. All right, just hang loose with us for a couple of minutes. We'll get back to you. But, David, you play one of the cartel members in the production. Tell us about your role and as far as the social aspect that actually needs to be exposed by the role. We were talking about that off mic just a few minutes ago.
Okay, yeah, no, the guy I play is a dude by the name of Torres, and he's kind of an enforcer. His boss is played by Tim Ibarra, fine actor, fine actor, man. I can't say enough about him, but when these two get together, when Timmy's character has a problem, calls Torres and has him take care of it. And the thing in the movie where they had kind of a disagreement on how things were handled was, you know, he had some problems in Phoenix that he assigned Torres to take care of and get him out of it. So, as the character says in the movie, he used his own discretion, and in using that discretion, unfortunately, he wasted a little girl, her mother, and her dad.
And this is because, I guess, people were moving dope across the border.
Exactly.
That's
yes.
Really what the movie's about.
And the sad thing is that these people had really absolutely nothing. They were taken care of or annihilated to prove a point to somebody else that if you don't pay and you don't do what you say you're going to do, then this is going to happen to you.
And in real life, this is a fictional story, but it is written in parallel because it actually mirrors real life experiences.
Exactly.
Yeah, things are very dangerous right now for a lot of people down on the border.
Exactly.
Because of the drug cartel and
a lot of them cowboys yonder. And I've read this and heard it from other people. A lot of them hands down there to work, you know, those ranchers, the bosses, they arm them, man. You know, like you were saying a while ago, man, you know, they're out in the middle of nowhere, you know, 50, 60, 80 miles from town. And anything could go down, and they don't show up one evening, you know, coming in from work. And they go to look for them, and there's nothing to be got. And that's what makes it so dangerous over there, because you have no enforcement. I mean, you don't have flyovers, and when you do, it's, like, very, very rare. And the thing about the character I play, man, is that I looked at him as probably living in Mexico, nice home, you know, off with, of course, the money he makes doing what he does. Probably has a wife, kids, good daddy, husband. But the only unfortunate thing is that his job is killing, man. And he's a ruthless killer. I mean,
he does.
It's like that scene that he's visiting there with Kenny's character. You know, he'd like to be decent because he respects the character, Mr. Weatherford, because he is an honorable man. He can tell that he's not scared. He's doing it for his family. But the thing is money talks a little bit louder than morality.
Yeah.
And those
Now, referring to Kenny as the character, Kenny Mains, you know, the area, just in case you were wondering.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Just in case people were not up to speed on the conversation. All right. Hey, Christy, tell us about your experience and, you know, kind of the, I guess, your trek through the production of the film.
Okay. Well, you mean in terms of some of the places that we filmed and so forth?
Yeah, and I mean just, you know, kind of the day-to-day and selection process because, you know, a lot of people think that oftentimes that, you know, people hire people and they go out and, you know, but really people that are hired to go out and find the places often go out and find people like you.
Exactly. Well, Jeremy was, he wanted to come back here and film. He wanted to, do this in a place that he was familiar with. And, he knew that, he could count on the people here on the, South Plains to step up and help out. And that's kind of what we did. I reached out to family and friends and neighbors here in Garza County and, we found places to film. We found people to work as extras. We found some people to take some of the small parts, some of the small speaking roles. And I think it really impressed Jeremy's California friends at how many people were willing to, like the Tommy and Ruth Ann Young with the ranch. They pretty much handed over the keys to their house and said, do what you need to do. We'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Nice. One thing I noticed when I watched the movie Monday night during the premiere, Christy, is that there's one scene where a tree, the trophy tree, which I didn't even know existed, but a lot of the women apparently that are coming across the border and carrying in dope and all that are being raped, and women's underpants are left in trees as trophies so the guys can brag about how many women they have raped. It's disgusting. But one of the trees is burned, and when I was watching the movie, the first thing I thought was, oh my word, they burned a tree during a drought.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Go ahead.
How did that come about?
Well, Jeremy had sent me the script. I had read that scene, and then sure enough, when we got ready to film, it was, you know, one of the worst droughts in Garza County history is all of the South Plains. And the volunteer fire department here in Garza County had been fighting 6-8 fires a week, and then here's this guy saying, hey, we need to burn a tree.
And a big one at that.
Yeah.
I was able to find, as Jeremy put it, the one person in Garza County that could give them permission to burn a tree, that had a tree they could burn, and that could bring the volunteer fire department out to take care of it, and that was Judge Lee Norman. And so where we filmed the main part of the movie was out on, as I said, the Tommy Young Ranch, which is covered in mesquites. No way we can set a fire out there.
Yeah.
But Lee is also a farmer, and he had a place out side of town where there was a lone mesquite tree, and so we gathered out there one night, and one
there afternoon. It went.
Hey, Christy. Hey, Christy, we're just about out of time. Thanks for sharing with us. Interesting conversation.
Yeah. The Arroyo is still showing. It's at Premier Cinema at the South Plains Mall. Has a lot of former Garza Theater people in this movie.
Hey, so. David Armendariz, thanks for being with us this morning.
No problem. Thank you very much. Enjoy the show.
Have a great day.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks, Christy.
Bye-bye.
Thank you all for talking.